This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How are you going, Baron?
Going very well. So the national energy market's suspended. Yeah. Tell us about this.
Well, they've suspended the spot price market, and it's not a totally unsurprising move. The Australian Energy Market Operator, or AEMO, they call themselves, have suspended the spot price market for all states connected to the national energy market. And that includes New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, Queensland and Tasmania.
Mm.
Now, how did we get to this point? Well, a few different factors, such as rising coal and gas prices, plus a lot of the coal-fired generators have been broken down and out of action. But these events have caused the spot price for power to go through the roof.
Yep.
Where in some cases the bid price was exceeding $1,000 to anywhere up to $3,000 per megawatt hour, which in our terms equates to $1 to $3 per kilowatt hour.
Right.
At the moment we pay about 26 cents a kilowatt hour, but the wholesale price before anybody else did anything else to it was exceeding $3 per kilowatt hour.
Wow.
So this created such price volatility that AEMO had to put a cap of $300 per megawatt hour, which equates to 30 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, this caused some generators to take their bat and their ball and go home, which then threatened supply. And what this means for consumers is the potential for rolling blackouts and brownouts.
Mm.
But it's not all just about the cost of coal and gas, and there's evidence emerging of some of the energy generators gaming a system by removing supply to keep the prices artificially high. Now, in anyone's language, that's a dog act. But let's explain what they've been doing using some round numbers. Now, let's pretend I'm a power generator and I have two coal-fired power generation stations producing 100 megawatt each, so 200 megawatt in total. And the spot price is $200 per megawatt hour. So I'm making $40,000 per hour with my two power stations.
Yep.
I choose to withdraw one of my power generation plants, and the shortage of power forces the price up to $400 per megawatt hour. I'm still making $40,000 per hour, but I've halved my running costs.
Yep.
And, just by shutting down half my power generation units. And guess what? They're not breaking any rules by doing so, as the energy market has been designed to aid generators and not consumers. Now, this is a fun fact, Darren. The Australian Energy Market Operator is, well, it sounds like a government sort of entity.
Yeah.
It's actually a corporate. It's a corporation, and it's 40% owned by the power companies they regulate.
So it's pretty much self-regulated then?
Pretty much, yeah. So in an extreme example where the spot price hit over $3,000 per megawatt hour, for example, Tassie at that particular time was selling 460 megawatts into the state of Victoria at the time, that was $138,000 per hour of revenue for Tasmania. Now, once the $300 cap was introduced, this calmed the market down.
Yeah.
So why are the fossil fuel generators, appearing to be gaming the system? Well, I don't know, it's a funny one, because New South Wales seems to be where all the trouble sort of lies. They're the ones who are basically buying all this power, sucking up all the power. And it has been suggested that the mainland energy fossil fuel generators have been deliberately pushing the country's energy system to the brink. And the thought there is it's to set the narrative that the government needs to offer to pay more taxpayer subsidies to keep the lights on. It just seems too coincidental that this has all immediately come to pass the moment a new government is elected with a mandate to lower emissions and transition to more renewable generation sources. The election results represent a change to the status quo of the domination of the fossil fuel industry has over our power generation, and it could be believed that they're flexing their muscles to remind the new government who's boss and to give them greater leverage in any future negotiations. So now there is no spot price market, Darren. What do you reckon this is going to mean for us?
You tell me.
Well, it means withdrawing supply will not force the power up anymore, prices up anymore. Pricing will be negotiated by AEMO and the generators with various compensation provisions. Scrapping the spot price market for the interim has pulled the teeth of the generators, but no matter what happens, it will mean the consumer is left to pay more. That's always going to be the outcome.
Yeah.
And for solar system owners, now this is an interesting one, this is money for Tassie solar system owners, but the removal of spot price market does make it a little bit interesting. So in Tassie, for example, our solar feed-in tariff, or what we get paid for what we sell back to the grid, is formulated off the average spot price market for the previous 12 months. the last 12 months have been extraordinarily high prices on the spot price market, which should equate to a much higher feed-in tariff price for what we sell from our solar systems.
Yeah.
Sounds good. But they've canned the spot price market.
Mm.
Does this mean the Tasmanian economic regulator have an out now to avoid, raising the solar feed-in tariff? I don't know. It's too early to call. But we'll know the answer on the 1st of July when the new tariff rates are announced.
So where does Tassie sit in all of this?
Well, we have a commodity that the eastern seaboard of Australia desperately needs, which is low carbon emission power.
Mm.
You know, we're in a La Nina weather cycle, which means we've got plenty of rain at the moment and there's plenty of wind. So the state is well placed to capitalise on the high wholesale energy pricing opportunity. And that's going to be good for the state coffers, but it's going to be bad for the consumer. And that's the two-edged sword effect of being part of the national energy market.
Mm.
You know, while we're capitalising on the high prices, those high prices will also translate to high retail prices.
Right.
So no matter how you look at it, though, gas and coal is driving the prices up right now. They cannot compete against renewable energy for price, and mechanically, renewable energy is proving way more reliable. As the rest of the nation transitions towards renewable energy, Tasmania is an enviable position as we're already there. We just need good leadership to take advantage of our natural advantages. Now, just before we finished for today, the unprecedented weather events we had here the other week have led to a huge spike in demand for battery storages.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Mm. So while batteries will never recover their purchase costs, so virtually offer no return on investment, just having energy security during wild weather is now becoming a leading motivator to purchase battery storage. You know, like I was talking to a guy yesterday, he was been without power for 6.5 days.
Yeah.
He's only just out of Wingen in Calder, so that's not, it's not the other side of the planet.
No.
So he's talking about putting battery storage on his solar system.
Right. And, now, you've been going on about these Q-cell ones, which just bolt straight onto your existing solar, right?
That is right, mate. So, if you've got an existing solar system with the Q-cells, Q-home, which is ready to bolt onto your existing solar system, it's going to give you energy security. For those that are, want more out of their solar system than just keep making a bit of power during the day.
All right. Maybe you want to get it all done in one go. Get the solar on the roof, get the battery connected, just do it in one go. Then the team from DMS Energy will sort you out with that. And you can do it through finance as well. So, if you're worried about the cost initially, you can just break it down in finance payments.
Yep, take the sting out of its tail.
Indeed. All right, DMS Energy, they're at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, on the phone at 1300 502 599, dmsenergy.net.au, and check them out on Facebook. And if you have any questions for Adrian for the Power Savers chat, just send them through to that DMS Facebook and we'll try and answer them. Thanks, mate, and talk to you next week.
Thanks, mate. Bye.